Rama accompanies Vishwamitra. One day, the revered sage Vishwamitra came to Ayodhya. He wanted Dasharatha to send Rama and Lakshmana with him to kill the demons who were disturbing his yajna. When Dasharatha hesitated, Rama said that his body was to rescue sages and holy men and to do good to others. Vishwamitra also assured the king that after their task was over, he would bring back Rama and Lakshmana to Ayodhya. Taking permission from Dasharatha, Rama and Lakshmana left with Vishwamitra. Soon, they reached the Saryu River. Vishwamitra taught them two mantras, Bala and Adhibala, which would protect them from danger and disease. Soon they reached the forest where the Yakshini Tataki lived with her son Maricha. Vishwamitra told Rama that it would not be wrong for Rama to remove this ogress from this world as it would save many from the hands of destruction. So Rama did not hesitate to engage in battle with the Rakshasi and finally shot an arrow that pierced her chest and Tataki gave up her life. Vishwamitra gave all his weapons to Rama and said that the weapons would abide by his commands. Vishwamitra started the yajna. Rama and Lakshmana kept a strict vigil for 5 days. On the 6th day, Maricha and Subahu arrived with other demons and tried to spoil the yajna, but they were no match for Rama and Lakshmana. Rama shot the Manasa arrow at Maricha, which threw him miles away, and the Agniastra at Subahu, who was killed immediately. Vishwamitra could complete the yajna without being disturbed. The sage rejoiced and blessed the princess. A young disciple brought him a few palm leaves with scripts written on it. It read that Janaka, the king of Mithila, wanted to perform a yajna where he wanted Vishwamitra and his disciples to be present. Everyone welcomed the invitation, but Rama wanted to return to Ayodhya. Vishwamitra explained to Rama that he had promised his father that he would personally return to Ayodhya with both the princes. Rama accepted, and hence Vishwamitra headed towards the city of Mithila with Rama and Lakshmana. Rama learned from Vishwamitra that King Janaka had received a bow from Lord Shiva, which he worshipped daily, and no one so far could string it. When Vishwamitra reached Mithila with the two princes, he was accorded a grand welcome. Janaka was very happy to see the two princes. He felt that they looked like divine embodiments who had come down from the heaven. Arrangements were made to bring the Shiva bow to the place of the yajna.